The consultants, for the main part, had thriving private practices. They gave their expertise to the hospitals, I think, without payment. I'm not absolutely certain, but that's why they were called honoraries. So I presume they weren't given payment. Hospitals at that time were not funded by the National Health, because the National Health Service didn't come out until later. They were funded by voluntary contributions. We as students once a year used to have a rag day, and we all wielded our money boxes, shaking them vigorously, and attracted contributions. But I don't know how the hospitals managed, but they did. We never had a shortage of bandages. Then I sometimes saw the nurses washing and scrubbing bandages so that could be used again. And if you went into the sluice room, I never saw dirty bedpans. They were always kept spotlessly clean.